Section 5. Before you drive. Adjusting your seat. Sit up straight with your back against the seat and feet on the floor. Adjust your seat and mirrors so you can see clearly. You should be able to reach the foot pedals. You should be able to reach the steering wheel while leaving space for the airbag to open in a crash. You should be able to move your foot easily from the brake to the gas pedal and keep your heel on the floor. The top of the steering wheel should be no higher than your shoulders. It should be below chin level. Ideally, leave 10 inches between your chest and the steering wheel. Do not lean the seat back. Your head rest should contact the back of your head above the level of your ears. Adjusting your mirrors. Adjust the inside mirror so that it frames the rear window. If you have a day/night mirror, make sure it is set for the time of day you are driving. Adjust outside mirrors to give maximum view to the side and rear. How to adjust your outside mirrors? To set the left side mirror, rest your head against the closed left window. Set the mirror so you can barely see the rear left edge of your vehicle. To set the right side mirror, lean to the right so your head is directly below the rearview mirror. Set the mirror so that you can barely see the right side of your vehicle. Safety belts and car seats. Always fasten your safety belt. Everyone in your vehicle must have a fastened safety belt or child seat. Safety belts reduce injuries and deaths in crashes. They keep you from being thrown from the vehicle. They help you keep control of your vehicle. In Utah, it is against the law to drive or to ride in the vehicle without wearing a safety belt. To wear the safety belt correctly, wear the shoulder harness across your shoulder and chest. It should be snug. The shoulder harness should not be under your arm or behind your back. This can cause internal injuries in a crash. Fasten the lap belt snug and low across your hips. This helps keep you from sliding out of the belt in a crash. Motor vehicle crashes continue to be a major cause of death and injury to individuals in Utah. Safety belt facts. Buckle up, it's the law. All passengers must wear safety belts and children ages 8 and younger must be properly restrained in a car seat or booster seat. Your chances of being killed are 23 times greater if you are thrown from a car. Ejection from the vehicle is one of the most serious events that can happen in a crash. Safety belts help keep you in the car. 70% of crashes occur at speeds under 40 miles per hour. A safety belt should be worn at any speed, regardless of how slow you are moving. In a crash, the forces exerted on your body equal your weight multiplied by the speed of the car. For example, if you weigh 150 pounds and crash while traveling 30 miles per hour, there would be 4,500 pounds of force in your body. There is no way you can brace yourself against that much force. 3 out of 4 crashes resulting in death are within 25 miles of home. Not using a safety belt because you are just going to the store is a poor excuse, and dangerous. Less than half of 1% of all injury-producing collisions involve fire or submersion. If fire or submersion does occur, a safety belt may keep you from being injured or knocked unconscious, thus increasing your chances to escape. Drivers wearing safety belts have more control over their vehicles in emergency situations and are more likely to avoid a crash. In Utah, approximately 2 out of 3 motor vehicle deaths would not happen if safety belts were worn. Safety belt violations. Remember, safety belts save lives. If you or anyone in your vehicle isn't properly restrained, you can be issued a $45 citation. The first time you are pulled over, you may be issued a warning. The second or subsequent violations can result in a citation. The fine may be waived upon completion of an online, 30-minute safety belt safety course. You may be stopped and cited if anyone under 16 years of age is unrestrained, and occupants of the vehicle 16 years and older may be cited for a safety belt violation if stopped for some other reason. For proper safety belt and car seat usage, visit clickitutah.org. Child car seats. Make sure child safety seats are used correctly. All children age 8 and under must be properly secured in an approved child safety seat unless they are 57 inches tall. Children until at least 2 years of age and 30 pounds, or longer if the car seat allows, need to be rear-facing in the back seat. Children until at least 4 years of age and 40 pounds, or longer if the car seat allows, need to be forward-facing with harness in the back seat. Children from approximately 4 years of age and 40 pounds need to be in a booster seat until the safety belt fits correctly and they are 57 inches tall. Children between 8 and 12 years old must be properly restrained in either an appropriate child restraint device or by a safety belt. Children 12 years of age and younger should continue to ride in the back seat. Child car seat facts. Approximately 500 Utah children under the age of 5 are injured, and as many as 10 are killed each year in motor vehicle crashes. Authorized emergency vehicles, mopeds, motorcycles, school buses, and vehicles not equipped with safety belts by the manufacturer are exempt from the Motor Vehicle Safety Belt Usage Act. Child car seats must be crash tested in order to be approved for use. Check the labels in your child's car seat to be sure it meets federal motor vehicle safety standards. Protection of children. It is an infraction to be stopped for smoking in a vehicle while transporting children 15 years of age or younger. Airbags. Airbags work, they save lives. But airbags are designed to work with safety belts, not replace them. They do their job best when everyone is buckled and children are properly restrained in the back seat. An airbag is not a soft, billowy pillow. To do its important job, an airbag comes out of the dashboard at up to 200 miles per hour, faster than the blink of an eye. The force of an airbag can hurt those who are too close to it. Drivers can entirely eliminate any danger to children from a deploying airbag by placing children properly restrained in the back seat. With or without an airbag, the back seat is the safest seat for children to ride. Airbag-related injuries can be prevented by following these critical safety points. Children 12 and under should ride buckled up in a rear seat and child car seats approved for their age and size. Infants should never ride in the front seat of a vehicle with a passenger side airbag. Everyone should buckle up with both lap and shoulder belts on every trip. Driver and front seat passengers should be moved as far back as practical. If a child must ride in a seating position with an airbag, move the vehicle seat as far back as possible and ensure they are properly secured in an appropriate child car seat. Many vehicles also have the option of turning off the airbag when a child is present. Note: it is a Class B misdemeanor if you remove, fail to have repaired, or modify your vehicle's airbag passive restraint system with the intention of rendering the airbag inoperable. Find more information at safecar.gov.